today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey everybody, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. Thank you very much for tuning in to this new music episode, folks. It is time to turn the new music train over to the listeners, all of whom who contribute to Rockin' the Suburbs monthly new music picks are licensed conductors. So I can vouch for the fact that many of the people you're going to hear in the next few episodes do have their train license. That includes Roger Grace, Sonny Varney, Jason Goble, all the crew. They all have been trained as conductors. I don't know where you go to train school, but that's where they go. It's very true. I want to thank everybody who's contributed to May New Music. We're going to hear that over the next few days. And I especially want to thank Jim Linehan for kicking us off yesterday. New music from Skeggs, BC Camplight. And how about that song from Apollo 66? Those guys played at a couple of Suburbs Fests, so many of you may have seen them. Just an awesome band from up there in Maryland. All right. With that, I want to tell you we're going to strap in for some new music. Hope everyone out there is doing well, having a good June, and surviving the heat. If it's been as hot as it is here on the East Coast of the United States, in other places, it's been sweltering. All right, probably a little cooler over in Stirling in Scotland, and that's where we're going to start today with the traditional new music, OG Stephen Routledge.
He's got it, the man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners, Shadow and the rodents of New York. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my new music picks for May. Yet another month full of excellent new music. My first pick is an artist who has been mentioned on the pod previously and whose eponymous 2023 debut made my top 10 albums of that year. Blonde Shell, For It Is She, has followed up that debut with a new album which is notable for both being better than that debut and that rarest of things in the streaming age, a backloaded album. If you ask for a picture, it's full of the same 90s influenced spiky rock as that debut, but this time it gets better with every listen. The standout song for me would be 23 is a Baby.
Thank you.
attentive listeners may have noticed a definite trend towards instrumental rock with a heavy edge in my picks. And that continues with my second choice and Hungarian band Tours, spelt T-O-R-Z-S, whose name, along with the album and song titles, I am no doubt mispronouncing. They purvey a brand of epic widescreen rock that draws as much from classical music as it does from the likes of Mogwai. A brief clip doesn't really do them justice, as the five songs on the new album Menadek unfurl like a hedgehog slowly exiting hibernation. My pick would be At Fordal, with apologies to any Hungarian-speaking listeners again for my pronunciation. That'll do for this month. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Border calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for May. My album of the month comes from Samantha Crane and is called Gumshoe. She's a singer-songwriter out of October as a member of the Choctaw Indian tribe. It's her seventh album, first one since 2020, and I think it's her best record yet. I could see this one being on my best of list at the end of the year. I suggest playing Riding Out the Storm.
Thank you.
My song of the month comes from another notable album that was released in May by Alan Sparhawk and Trampled by Turtles. And as I'm sure many of you know, Alan was a member of the much missed band Low, and he lost his wife and musical collaborator Mimi to cancer in 2022. This album includes a song called Not Broken, which is a duet between Alan and their daughter Hollis. It's a song about love and loss, but also defiance. And if it doesn't leave a lump in your throat, then I don't know what will. That'll do it for me. I hope everyone's enjoying their summer so far. I look forward to hearing everyone else's musical picks for May.
Unfurl like a hedgehog slowly exiting hibernation.